This is Tip TV Finance and me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Meir. And joining us down the line is James Hughes from GKFX. James, welcome. So we've had the Supreme Court's decision today. What sort of impact is this having on the sterling?
Well, of course, I mean, the pound has been has seen this recent upside, as we know, from last week. And of course, that was all on the fact that it wasn't necessarily Brexit which was causing the downside. It was more the overall uncertainty which was the problem. So now we actually get cold, hard facts about what Brexit was going to be last week from Theresa May. That's very much helped things. And of course, what's also helped the likes of cable has been the fact that the dollar has been so weak as well. And I think very similar story is what we would be looking at for the rest of the session, really. I mean, the ruling this morning, of course, is a big one, but we're still looking at a situation where we're getting clarity day by day on this, on Brexit and exactly what it means, and whether hard Brexit is good or bad doesn't necessarily matter, because what we're getting is the clarity. This morning we got clarity, and all of that information in the long run really does help the pound in its moves higher, to be perfectly honest.
The other factor which is helping the pound is the run-up to Theresa May meeting Donald Trump, and the proposed it was actually illegal to be talking about a trade deal before leaving the EU, but the proposed trade deal, because we're at the front of the queue obviously with Donald Trump on that. Is that also a positive for the pound?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, illegal doesn't necessarily come into Donald Trump's vocabulary, I don't necessarily think, but it's very much a positive situation there, of course, because it obviously has no real effect on what happens with Europe, but it just shows the UK at the front of that queue. Yes, it shows the UK as a still that big power, which is what everyone has really been worrying about. And this really unfounded fear that as soon as we leave the EU, no one's going to want to touch us with a barge pole. And of course, that's nowhere near the truth. And the situation that we're in, of course, is positive that we're going to be talking to Donald Trump and going to the US. That's a very positive move. There's also been an announcement that Theresa May is going to go to China very soon as well. So again, we're moving in the right places, and very much getting necessary trade deals or necessary conversations with these huge powers. And I think her hard stance last week with Europe, which basically said, look, it's you take it or leave it, it's up to you how this goes, I think has helped everything overall and helped her stance as a leader as well.
Well, moving over to the States now, we've seen that, talking of trade, Donald Trump has ripped up the TPP deal, and that's with Asia. So if protectionism's coming to the US, obviously that's going to eventually raise inflation, so that's not going to be good moving forward, surely?
No, that's not necessarily a positive thing, of course, because, I mean, yeah, inflation prices will move higher. But, of course, if Donald Trump then wants to do a lot of his other fiscal policies, where he's just going to spend his way out of all sorts of problems, he's going to cut taxes across the board, cut regulation. Short term, you could potentially see that maybe the economic performance may outweigh that of the inflationary pressures. But very much what we see from Donald Trump at the moment, and the rumours around what his fiscal policy is going to be. We don't know if that's actually going to be the case, but that's what he said previously. But with that in mind, it looks very positive short to medium term, yes, but longer term, we know from back in 2008 that sort of a stance and that sort of policy doesn't necessarily work in the long run for not just the US economy, but when we talk about the US economy, we have to talk about the global economy.
But of course, he's doing this to bring jobs back to America, but it's already got a good employment rate in the States at the moment. So why do you think he is targeting TPP, and do you think TTIP will be the next to go?
Well, yeah, potentially. I mean, I think one of these things, the TPP target is all down to the fact that, of course, this is one of his big pledges, and it's the easiest pledge from his post-election campaign that he can put in. It's the easiest thing for him to do. It's the one thing he doesn't necessarily have to consult many other people on, and he could just go in, write an executive order, and it's done. So it's... for me, this is very much a political stance, I think. I think Donald Trump is very, very clear that he thinks he can get better trade deals. And of course, who knows, that could be the case, and we can't necessarily argue that. But what this does is it shows that Donald Trump is doing what Donald Trump said he was going to do, and he is tearing up TPP, and that makes all of the electorate and everyone else think that, yes, he is doing exactly what he said he was going to do, and that's going to be the case throughout his presidency.
So finally, with tearing up TPP, what sort of impact has this had on markets over in the States?
Well, I think, I mean, you just have to look at the moment that we're still really unravelling the US dollar moves to the upside. But I think equity markets have been quite resilient. Obviously, we've seen some of that negativity in that US dollar. That would usually translate the other way in terms of equities. But it hasn't really. We started to unravel on that Dow, moved away from the 20,000 level. But the key thing is that it is holding up. It isn't necessarily really in free fall, which was kind of the worry when we'd seen so much in the way of strong upside without much substance underneath it. So the fact that has started to hold up a little bit, it leaves us in a little bit of a better situation in terms of equity markets. We have seen particularly good earnings at the moment as well. The earnings are consistently beating a lot of the expectations, at least on the headlines. So I think that's helping to hold up a lot of equity markets as well. But we've still got a lot of big earnings to come, and I think that's going to tell us a lot about just exactly where we are after earnings season has finished.
James, thank you. James Hughes there from GKFX.